Hey there, welcome to the Bladed Tech Show number 29. If you're listening to this early, that means you paid me money. Cool, thanks. I really appreciate that. If you're not listening to this on the 17th of February, 2015, which I realize just dated my podcast, but if you're not listening to this on the 17th, it's alright. If you're listening to this later, like the 24th, I think, is going to be when I put it up for the RSS feed, the normal iTunes stuff and stuff. So, sorry, looking at my phone. Probably shouldn't do that during the intro. But anyways, alright, real talk. Pay $5 a month and you get about $5 worth of podcasts. You'll even get subscriber-only episodes of the podcast. I'm working the details out on that soon-ish. I don't really have that all planned out, but I'll see how it goes with, like, I know I want to do, with the subscriber-related podcasts episodes, I want to do something along the lines of, you get the podcast and this each month. So I'm thinking something along the lines of like a topic, like, say I had started this week ago, I would have done a special podcast on how Spidey joined the MCU. Just like kind of little in between episodes to fully articulate what I'm trying to say. And those will, I don't know exactly how that go, how that will go. But anyways, this is Bladed Tech Show number 29. I really hope you enjoy it. I know I enjoyed making it. No news this week, little news this week. So I decided, why waste time on it if there's not going to be any fun had there? I mean, I've listened to previous podcasts, like pretty much it, their podcast where they just talk about one thing for an hour, and I'm like, I don't like that. But that's their artistic choice. That's their choice, and this is mine. I don't talk about stuff that's not relevant. So anyways, here goes. This is In Case You Missed It. Welcome back. This is In Case You Missed It, or ICMI if you want to abbreviate everything. So In Case You Missed It is, to put it bluntly, a section of the podcast where I say, hey, here's what I've been doing on the old Tumblr blog. Here's what I've been doing, putting out there. So let's just jump into it. I'm in that kind of mood. I just jump into it. So first item we have is the Halo Master Chief Collection single player review. I just posted that this morning, so don't be like, oh my gosh, I haven't read it yet, oh no. Believe me, it's just like a short little, I guess more of an essay than a review, honestly, detailing, hey, this is what's happened in between each of these games, and, kind of just what's been going on since Halo 1, and then Halo 2, then Halo 2 and 3, and so on and so forth, and what really matters in the single player, just you and yourself. That makes sense, right? I think so. But yeah, I mean, dropped something. Probably should stop playing with stuff on the table. Anyways, I didn't feel the need, since this is not a new game, to really review it, and this is like a two-part review, by the way. It might end up being a one-part review, but I haven't played any of the multiplayer yet, because a lot of people are complaining about the multiplayer and how you can't connect to another people, so I can't get anyone to play with me. That sounded weird. Anyways, yeah. Probably shouldn't breathe into a microphone. Anyways. Yeah, just been reviewing the Halo Master Chief Collection. What's up next? Gonna unlock my iPad. Oh, don't count Nintendo out just yet. So this was born from last week's little commentary, and I just thought, you know what? I'm gonna write something about why people don't like the Wii U, and how I got converted to a Wii U, because of that, and my history with Nintendo. Oh, I forgot to put the Nintendo 64 down. Oh no. But anyways, it's more like an editorial saying, hey, don't count Nintendo out just yet. I mean, while the Xbox One and PS4 are just basically streaming devices now, really would like it if that helicopter above me would stop. Anyways, I'll try to talk over the helicopter, that's shaking my house right now. If you can't hear it, it's fine. It's shaking my house. Probably unstable ground, but anyways, yeah, what was I talking about? The Xbox One and PS4 to me, after playing the Xbox One, I think it's more of a video production machine, and the PS4 is more of a, hey, look at our graphics type thing, while the Wii U is just kind of like, hey, we have games that are artistically beautiful, and we don't care about 1080p, 60 frames a second. I'm actually more interested in that recently. Hope Gone Home comes to that. But yeah, I just think, don't count Nintendo out just yet. I don't think we should be discounting Nintendo. I mean, Amiibo, ooh, don't even get me started on that. Like, they're taking risky moves. And I appreciate it, Nintendo. Alright, what is up next in the In Case You Missed It column? I think... yeah. So, I wrote a article called The Person Behind the Personality. And that one was partially motivated by Podcast Beyond 381. And if you're not caught up to speed on what's been happening with Podcast Beyond, Greg Miller and Colin Moriarty left IGN over a month ago, and with that transition came the end of their run with Podcast Beyond. Last week, actually, they said, we'll do it for one more month and we're done. So they did that, and I just freaking bawled. So I thought, I felt motivated to say, hey, why don't I write something about that? Like, what does a personality mean to me? What does that mean? What does that look like? Why do we care about them? And personal notes about that are, Greg and Colin are two of the most influential people in this crusade here. If you ever want to thank somebody for creating the Bladed Tech Show, thank Colin and Greg. I'd been following them since, not on Twitter, but following their journey through IGN, because I thought, oh man, these are two cool dudes. They're just natural friends, even though they weren't from the start. And they can just pour out their feelings. And that's partially why I've done what I've done with this podcast. Like, what I'm trying to create. You want to see a model for how I want to do things with this? Go to Kinda Funny Games on YouTube. That is basically my model with my own little twist on it. They inspired me to make this podcast. But anyways, softy stuff aside, I really liked writing that article. Oh, and a little error of note on an article. I had a draft of a of a Tumblr post that was called "Regarding My Absence," and I'd written one version of it, and it didn't go out because I was off of Wi-Fi and I didn't want to use any data. Then that morning, it's like, all right, still hasn't gone out. I might as well write another one. I don't want to write it again, but I have to. So I wrote it again, and oh my gosh! As soon as I connected to mobile data, my data network, the Tumblr app said, "Hey, you posted something." And then I went to the Tumblr app. I'm like, "That's weird. Why do I have two regarding my absence posts?" But long story short, I had to delete the second version of it, the one that I had to redo. So the original post is on there. You can read it. It's just basically a piece about, hey, stop giving me 3DS deals. Stop it. Although, ooh, Xenoblade Chronicles 3D for $34.99. The more you know. Anyways, the Regarding My Absence article was, well, regarding my absence. I hadn't written anything in 9 days, and, well, at the time of the second one post, I think it was like 10 or 11 days. At the time of the original post, it had been 9 days, and then I started posting again. One of those new posts, segue, was Gone Girl. I did a review on Gone Girl. Now, initially, I wasn't too jazzed about this movie. Initially, I was like, oh, it's going to be a terrible movie. It's going to be terrible, terrible, terrible. But it's nominated for an Oscar, and I've got some money, so why not? So I go out, and well, I watch it. I'm on my Xbox. And I'm just like, all right, this is an all right movie. But then you dig deeper. See, this is one of those movies like Snowpiercer, which I know I don't think I've reviewed, where you have to dig deeper than what is on the surface. Don't, like, and I think the movie even, kind of prompts you, hey, dig deeper into this, because I think there's one point, I can't really pinpoint it, where somebody is doing something, and I'm trying to figure out their motive. I'm like, all right, what's going on here? Like, you become a detective, and it's so cool. Props to, excuse me, pineapple burp. Anyways, yeah, Gone Girl, at first I thought it was a misogynistic piece of filth, which is strong words now, given I had given it 2 hours, because originally, the reason why I use misogyny and all that, and I don't use that word lightly sometimes, most of the time, and I have to apologize, while some traces of misogyny are in there, the whole film is not misogynistic, because hours later, not after writing that review, but between watching the movie and writing the review, I had lessened my pedestal. I stepped a little bit off my pedestal to say, hey, it's just a movie. It's just a movie. So anyways, with that, another scandalous piece of work, segue again, I posted an article in response to Just Cause 3 being announced for holiday 2015. And I said, hey, there's a problem with the schedule Square Enix. And, they told me, we're all buddy-buddy now, but I think their PR Twitter, because I tagged them in my tweet about it, I was like, hey, you got a problem here, Square Enix, fix it, please. Not, like, demanding as that, but, like, hey, from a marketing point of view, this is pretty crappy. Because if you don't know, Rise of the Tomb Raider is coming out in that window as well. And Rise of the Tomb Raider and Just Cause 3, in my opinion, are two very similar games and have two very similar crowds. Because I love Tomb Raider and I love Just Cause 3. I ain't Just Cause. I've actually got Just Cause 2 installed on my computer, like all the DLC and stuff. I paid for DLC. What? That's a thing for another time, though. Because going back to that tweet, they said I had discounted the development time. Hold on. Let me turn airplane mode off of my phone. But they said something along the lines of my article being, hold on. I think it was something along the lines of, alright, there's a lot of tweets in here that are bleh. Oh, okay, I found it. The tweet is, and I quote, from Square Enix Europe, "Your article completely discounts development time and the fact that we'd have no reason to offer a new game on Black Friday." And I responded, I said, just going about this as what it looks like to the modern consumer. And that prompted me to write another article, which I won't take the time to mention. But it was very disconcerting to me at the time of Square Enix, because I felt like I was stepping on some toes that didn't need to be stomped on. Like, I love Square Enix, I do. But sometimes, I'm watching my steps here, but sometimes they can get a little butthurt. I haven't dealt with them a lot, but I've dealt with them enough to know that, that modern journalism, using air quotes here, really, all of the game's news you'll find are sensationalist. Scream Ride, for example, Scream Ride demo's out today. Scream Ride has, let's just pull out something out of the air, like usual. Scream Ride has microtransactions. Scream Ride is now free to play. But now is pay to win. Oh no, Evolve is pay to win. People kept thinking that, analyzing every little bit of the game. But I should just be done with it. Anyways, that's in case you missed it. Sorry to cut that off, but I felt like I was just being too argumentative there, and I apologize to anyone. I apologize, Square. I apologize, and anyone else who I may have hurt by, quote, discounting development time. But that's, I'm not even going to qualify. Anyways, that's in case you missed it. Stay tuned for the Uncanny Valley. Hello, and welcome back to the Bladed Tech Show number 29. This is the Uncanny Valley, where we talk about video games and stuff. Sorry if I spit into the mic. Professionalism, it's here. But anyways, I come back a little gravelly voiced, or you might have picked up on that at the end of my little section there. I record this in sections, guys, so that's why I say now coming up, or whatever, that's why I say it, is because I need to go get some water, because I actually, as of right now, I've been doing this for about 20 minutes. That's, yeah. Anyways, and I have to splice all these tracks together. Oh. And I'm actually going to try something new, mixing and rendering. That sounds cool, right? Cool. We'll see what happens. So, first game, Atlantis of the Sands. We are journeying into them with Uncharted 3 Game of the Year Edition. And I specified Game of the Year Edition because I think people ask me, hey man, just like that, hey man, have you played the new DLC? So I just wanted to clarify, hey, I have all the DLC, so I will have access to multiplayer thingies. I have all the DLC for that, so that out of the way, we'll talk about single player, because I have not played any of the multiplayer. So last night, I embarked on an adventure to the Atlantis of the Sands. Anyways, I played the first 5 chapters of Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception. And holy cow. Wait, is the full name of the game with the Game of the Year Edition dial Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception Game of the Year Edition? Or is it Uncharted 3 Game of the Year Edition? Anyways, actually, speaking of the Game of the Year Edition, I gotta talk about the art. Sorry, I get sidetracked very easily. This is not a new concept, by the way. The Game of the Year Edition, I don't know so much about the regular game, has reversible cover art. And I actually, I think I posted about it, saying, yo, I love reversible cover art. That's the only reason I ever bought physical games in the 360 era. That's the only reason I buy Game of the Year Editions, really. That's the only reason you should buy Game of the Year Edition, is that reversible sweet cover art action. Because they put, if they do it right, if it's like Batman Arkham City, they don't do it right. And that's why we have a aftermarket for video game covers. Because, graphic designers don't do their jobs. Oh, that's mean. I'm sorry, graphic designers. That was mean. Anyways, getting back to the actual game, Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception Game of the Year Edition, or whatever you want to call it, is amazing. Well, okay, let me pull it back. It's not amazing. It's a good Uncharted. Because I've played through the first 5 chapters of the game. It is definitely a lot more stale than Uncharted 2 Among Thieves, because Uncharted 2 starts with the most memorable experience that I can remember. You wake up in a train, hand clutching your side at your loss of blood, and that train is dangling off of a cliff that you don't know where it is. So you're like, whoa, what's going on here? They try and do this again with Uncharted 3's opening. But it is not as good as Uncharted 2. I won't spoil anything about Uncharted 3 because that's a fairly recent game. And honestly, Uncharted, I don't think anyone's ever seen Uncharted 3's beginning in promotions, I at least not that I know of, but it takes place in London for the first 5 chapters, and I think there's only, 12 chapters in this one. If that's the case, I will be fairly disappointed, because I paid about $15 for this game, and I knew Uncharted 3, Game of the Year of 2011. But by the way, I think that game sold gangbusters, which is not a combo word, but I like the term vote with your wallet. I practice this pretty much every day. If you don't want a new game of that series to come out, to release, don't pay for it. Like, I'm looking at my wallpaper, and I've got eSports UFC on my left monitor, on my laptop monitor, And that is something I would actually love to pay for again. But anyways, I lost my train of thought. Anyways, Uncharted 3 ends up being like 12 chapters or something. I'm not gonna, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'll be severely disappointed, because this is the third entry in one console generation, and then we're getting a fourth in, I think, next year. I don't expect a Thief's End this year. I just don't. I mean, I know we've been seeing a lot of development notes and all that. Excuse me. About Uncharted 4, like character models, demos, but even so, that demo at PSX, that's definitely not done for 2015. Nope, no way. I don't see that coming in out in 2015. I just don't. Let's move on, because I think I've pretty much all but exhausted that topic. I had maximum aperture in Life is Strange Episode 1. Now, you guys know, a few episodes back, Life is Strange Episode 1, Chris Salas released, I played through all of it. I reviewed it, all the shebang. But shortly after reviewing it, I went back and saw that I didn't have all the achievements of Episode 1, and I hadn't seen all possible scenarios. It wasn't to my liking. Like, I felt like I had to do more. Like, I was playing it too safe. So I went back and created a new save file this weekend. And I looked everywhere that I could. I did every photo op, even if it was out of my way. I even paused the game and was like, alright, where can I see the next photo op? Where is it? I tried to take a photo everywhere I can. I can be happy to say that my achievement hunting days of episode 1 are now concluded. But, it's, I don't know, on the adventure games is a little bit more relieving because you don't have to search for much. You just have to say, alright, let's walk around. If they let you walk around. Sometimes in like Tales from the Borderlands, it's just, hey, have enough money to buy this mask and then buy this mask. So some of it like requires forethought. Really enjoyed it the second time around. Hope to play it again in next month. I believe it is for episode 2. And I'm probably going to play some more adventure games. I'm probably going to restart Life is Strange. Game of Thrones, the Telltale series. Because I feel like I haven't... It's a little knick-knack for me to be able to, in my eyes, 100% something. Like, there's specific moments in episode 2 of Game of Thrones that I really want to go back and revisit. In fact, to all this talking about it makes me want to go back there and just play through it. But I don't have the time for that since it's already noon. I took a trip to the rebirth of survival horror. That's a bad segue. Anyways, I streamed the first 30 minutes of Resident Evil Remastered. I haven't gotten anywhere in that game. I feel like that's going to be one of my games that will just sit on my hard drive forever, and we'll just be like, how do I beat this? So, I'll probably stream next week with that. I don't know. I don't know what streaming schedule looks like. But I know I want to get some of Resident Evil finished. I want to finish that game. I've seen speedruns of like 2 hours, and I just want to get done. Is that bad? Like, it's gonna be my first experience beating the original Resident Evil, or rather any Resident Evil, and I just wanna beat it. That's sad. I feel like that's sad. Last item on our list, I played a bit of Halo 2 Anniversary. I'm not even gonna bother with these segues. Ooh, backwards. Had to shovel snow earlier this morning. Yeah. But I've played a considerable amount of Halo 2 Anniversary, and I'm ready to say, this game wears off its coat of paint rather quickly. There's a mission, I can't remember the name of it. The first mission, the iconic mission where you first see the ODSTs in action, you're fighting alongside them, and that, little side note, this was the basis for Halo 3 ODST, and what actually made me want an ODST game. That level, where you're driving around the tank and trying to find the, I think the Prophet of Regret, you're trying to find him, or you're trying to find something. Like, it's just after the new Mombasa level. It's pretty early on in the game, but I think it's like the 10th mission or something like that. In that game, so look it up. I have no idea what, the mission name is. But, it just wears off after that, because you can't see well in dimly lit areas. Geography is off. You have no sense of where you are in the world. There's a little bit of a problem with that, but that exists with Halo 2, the original Halo 2, so I'm not knocking it too much for that. But anyways, that was the Uncanny Valley. I'm gonna go play the Scream Ride demo. Well, hopefully. Well, I guess we'll find out. Next up, we have Now Streaming. Hey, what is up? Welcome to Now Streaming. The section... That fell apart. The section where we talk about movies and film and all things cinema. Ooh. Getting that... Made my skin crawl a little bit. But not in a bad way. Anyways, this is Now Streaming where we talk about movies. Yada, yada, yada. So first up, actually, as of this very moment... Right? No? No chills? Okay, I have been meticulously looking for this and looking for this and looking for this. I am going to watch the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies in chronological order. So that means, just in order of the timeline, with the one-shots and all that. I'm gonna watch that. And I'll get back to you on that. And then last night, there was a Gamergate episode of Law and Order Special Victims Unit. By the way, favorite show on TV, irregardless of it, whether or not it sucks or not. Anyways, sorry, looking at iOS notifications. They did a Gamergate episode. Whether they liked to admit it or not. I haven't finished the episode yet. I've got about 40 or 50% of the way through of it. Because I had to go to bed. I was like, I can't watch any more of this because I need to sleep. For a reason I'll mention in the Day in the Life version of the podcast. Wait, version of the podcast. Section of the podcast. But so far, I'm kind of indifferent. Because people told me, hey, watch this. And I was like, alright, I'll watch it. Whatever. Not like whatever, but here's the reason why I don't understand this. I've not read up on Gamergate yet, so I barely know who Anita Sarkeesian is. I barely know what she does. I know she runs Feminist Frequency, and in fact, I'll probably get death threats for this, for talking about a girl on a podcast that is distributed on the internet. I'll probably get swatted. But, in fact, they deal with that rather eloquently in the SVU episode. Holy cow, that was... Whew! And I think I posted a link to the person got swatted and like, I think he quit streaming or something. It's like a YouTube video. Go look at my links on my Twitter at Austin Belzer. So I don't know. I really don't know a lot about it, so I can't speak to the Gamergate accuracy or anything of that sort. But I just wish this all would stop. I really do. I wish people could live with the phrase, gamers are gamers, and games are games. And it's just a game. I wish there was copyright on this song. Because it's Into the Woods, and I probably got a copyright strike for saying that. Anyways, feeling a little musical today. I just wish we could be gamers again. I really do. Maybe because I wasn't so much into video games in 2005, but let's go back to that mentality. Let's retreat to that mentality. Say, you know what? I'm making a game. It's cool. Check it out. I got a demo up on the store, on the Xbox store, or whatever. I got a demo disc coming out in a few days. Why not? Why can't we not go back to that? That's just weird. And I watched the first 5 minutes of Backstrom. Backstrom is just a mess. Don't get me wrong. I love Rainn Wilson. I love what he does in the business of comedy. But I do not like him in this show because the role does not fit him. It feels like somebody else is playing a caricature of Rainn Wilson. I don't know. It's weird. Rainn Wilson is a lovable but awesome lovable jerk in The Office. And I feel like with this Backstrom role, Fox is just saying, hey, be House. And I don't want another House. House was fun with the way it ended. House was stupendous, if I should say so. I followed it off and on again, but House is one of the best TV shows that ever dealt with medical drama, as well as the humor or the levity that comes along with it. Scrubs is also up there. I just don't know why a lot of people are concerned with making another hit. It just feels wrong to me. On a lighter note, SNL had its 40th anniversary today. Well, not today, on Sunday, like by a 3-hour event. Now, I have not watched. Well, I've watched some of it. I have not watched it in the hourly increments that Hulu Plus divides it up into, because it's three hour special. I probably won't watch the SNL 40th anniversary, to be quite honest. I'll probably watch clips as they come and go. But I cannot make the commitment to watch 3 hours of skits. There's a reason why I love that that SNL is only 1 or 2 hours at max. There's a reason why it exists like that. Because it works so well. And then I watched the episode 2 and 3 of Wilfred's first season. That is a good show. I'm not going to talk much more about it, but Wilfred is just a phenomenal show. You should go watch it. It's on FX, and I think it's done, as far as I know. I think it's done. And then I watched the first two episodes of season 5 of Workaholics. Now, I will preface this with saying I have not watched, before this, I had not watched any of season 2, season 3, season 4, any of it. So I have no idea what's going on. I feel like it is the ultimate comedy show. The ultimate buddy show. Because you can watch Workaholics at any point. Like, say, season 3, episode 10. And then go to season 5, episode 2. You could go to that and be like, hey, oh, by the way, skipped a few seasons. And it doesn't matter. Like, there's some jokes they allude to, sure. From, like, a few seasons ago, but... Or, actually... I'm sorry, brain fog. Anyways. Workaholics is the quintessential comedy show. Besides Key and Peele. Key and Peele is pretty... you can watch it as a YouTube show. That's how I feel Comedy Central should do it, by the way. But gotta have it on their platform, I guess. And these next three items, I'm gonna qualify. The Oscars are coming up this week. Yes, I know. Or if you're listening to this later, coming up actually tomorrow, or something like that, next Sunday, or maybe this Sunday. Like the 25th or something, I thought. Anyways, I'm not going to fact check that, and it would be stupid to. But I've been on the Oscar watch recently. So, I've actually got a document here. Let me, called Oscar Watch 2015. To make sure, hey, have I watched this movie? I don't know why my voice got really high. But, like, Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Actor in a Supporting Role, all that fun stuff. Like, even if it's... I have made a devotion to say, hey, this year you should watch all the Oscar movies, because you can. Or at least for Best Picture. There is one film I'm not gonna watch ever. I shouldn't make absolutes. There's one film I don't want to watch. American Sniper, but we can talk about that another time. So Gone Girl and Boyhood. I've rented these. I haven't watched Boyhood yet, but you already know my feelings on Gone Girl. So these are two Oscar movies. I just rented them on a whim. I'll let you know how Boyhood is, but Gone Girl is amazing. I've really wanted to see Boyhood, though. So anyways, I'm not going to provide any further interaction there. That was now streaming. Next up is The Listening Party. Going fast, huh? Hello and welcome to The Listening Party, the portion of the podcast where, wow, P's are really punctual. This is a portion of the podcast in which I talk about music. Now, I know I haven't had a segment on this for a while, and I think it's time we about rectified that. So, on the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day, I went with a friend to Afrenta's VD party sponsored by The Buzz. Now, leading up to this, you'll remember last week, I hung out with some friends. One of my friends asked me to this concert. It was like, hey, could you come to this concert with me? It's got great bands. But he didn't mention who was playing. So I was like, alright, whatever, I'll check it out. It was already late anyway, so I was gonna look it up. So I did, leading up to this concert in the valley below, Melanie Martinez, Ex-Ambassadors, and Lights were playing. Needless to say, things didn't go as planned. A lot of things went wrong in between that time. In between before the concert and then during the concert. So going into this concert, I did not know. I completely fluked and thought, oh, VD, that must stand for something. That just might just be a cool little thing, like a play on VD, like dysfunction or something, ventral dysfunction or something. Like, with my scientific mind, I was like, oh, it's ventral dysfunction, ha ha. I later came to find out that this meant Valentine's Day party. So during, let me tell you a story. Throughout this entire concert, pretty much, halfway through, I realized, oh, VD means Valentine's Day. I completely fluked on the fact, hey, this is Valentine's Day. And to get a little deeper into the story, I always spend Valentine's Day somewhere else. I do not spend it alone. So as soon as I realize this, and I'll get back to the life story there in a sec. So after I realize this, I'm like scouting, basically. I'm like, hey, I am single. Who would like to go out? I mean, I didn't say that out loud, but I said it in my head, so I thought, oh, yeah. Maybe I can find a girlfriend here. That didn't happen. We got some glancing looks from somebody, and I wanted to ask this girl out, but I was too nervous to ask my girl out, so I didn't. Towards the end of the show, my friend gets some exchanged looks, with two girls. Let me tell you the story of these two girls. It was, during the third act, this was, I believe In the Valley Below was playing at that time. Which, if you haven't checked out these artists, go to Spotify. I'll list their pertinent information on the Tumblr post or something like that. We'll see what's going on there. I'll get you hooked up. excuse me. But see what I mean? The graveliness. But two girls were looking at my guy. Not my guy. But my friend. So I was like, and they came up during the third act, which is especially strange because those seats in front of us, directly in front of us, had not been filled for the past hour. So I was like, all right, this is kind of weird. And I was just paying attention to the concert because at this point I realized, hey, if somebody hasn't come up to me by now, they're probably not going to. And I've lost my mojo, so there's that. My suaveness, as it were, with the ladies. Play whatever Dreamweaver music you want there. I can't finish that sentence because copyright. Yay, copyright. We should abolish copyright. Yes, we should. Seriously, just abolish copyright. It would be amazing. But anyways, so these girls are looking at my friend, and I'm just sitting here thinking, oh, this is a great concert, this is a great band, jamming along with the song, like my nerdy white self. And then 10 minutes goes by, and they leave, or approximately 10 minutes. I'm not gonna put a timer on it. So I'm like, all right, that's strange. So I turn to my buddy here, and I'll turn for a dramatic effect. Hey, I'll call him Jake. Hey, Jake, what's going on with those two girls? Who are they looking at? That seems kind of weird that they leave that early. Now I'm taking over the role of Jake. Well, I don't know, they just kept looking at me, it was kind of weird, right? Back to me. Yes, it was weird, Jake. They want anything? No. Well, that is especially weird. Alright, well, I guess neither of us is getting a girlfriend. Alright. That's basically how the conversation went down. It's just, that was really weird. And then later we found out, hey, they're lesbians. I don't even know how he figured that out, but, the bands were awesome. Let's go over them. Who played first? X-Ambassadors. I really, really, really like the X-Ambassadors. Now, if you're not familiar with X-Ambassadors, go look up the Battlefield Hardline promos, like when they first announce it, and you'll hear Jungle with them and Jamie in comments. That they were used for promotional stuff on that. Until Jamie in comments kind of slipped the wrong out of him and said, hey, I'm making a new song for Battlefield Hardline. Woo. That was kind of a douche move, Jamie in comments. That was kind of bad. But because that song had been, like, associated with Battlefield Hardline since day one, I'm pretty sure. But X-Ambassadors, yeah, if you don't know them from that, just look it up. Or Spotify them, if you have Spotify. If you don't, just go to YouTube. And if you don't have YouTube, what are you doing? What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing? Sorry, I try voices from time to time. I try it. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. Alright, so... anyways, yeah, we didn't get any girlfriends, nor... I kind of expected it. Yeah, we were going over bands. X-Ambassadors kind of has a tribal sound. They played a new song called Naked, like on a trombone, not a trombone, a saxophone, and I was like, what? Nobody plays a saxophone nowadays, that's so cool. And the other songs they played were, Unsteady, and Stranger. I kind of wish they had taken advantage of the venue, which was the Midland, but almost fair that it's fair or something like that. And then who is up next? I think it was In the Valley Below. Yeah, In the Valley Below. Kind of a folksy kind of St. Vincent type band, but a lot more folksy and electric guitar-y is the best way I can describe it. Then there was Melanie Martinez, who you might know from Dollhouse, not the TV show, from her song, Dollhouse. That was just a fantastic performance. And she played a new song called Cry Baby. And the beat goes like this. It goes like that. Ooh, that steady airwave. Ooh. Anyways. Ooh. Okay, who else played? Lights played. The vocals could have been better. She's lesser known, even though she's signed by a major record label. It's kind of electronica dance music. Her most popular song goes like, and I'm just doing beats here to avoid getting sued. Something like that. I've memorized that melody. That's strange. Anyways, after that I forgot to tell you the story of our little backpacker. So I got in the truck, nice truck. And I was like, alright, let's go eat McDonald's. Well, it's because we hadn't eaten yet. It was like 5, and we knew we wouldn't get out till 10. So we were like, alright, let's go. Let's go to McDonald's. And then I get in the car, and he's like, we can't go to McDonald's. And I was like, well, why? He's like, well, sorry about this, but my uncle's coming. My cousin's coming. And I'm like, alright, whatever, just tell me the background, and for confidentiality purposes, I'm not gonna mention his name or what happened, but he seems to be a troubled kid, and I won't mention his name again, but we hung out. I didn't think he enjoyed the concert that much, because it wasn't his type of music, but still, hopefully we helped the guy in some way. Let's see. And then after that, since we had not eaten for 5 hours, because there was like a little sausage stand outside the Midland, but I was like, I don't know, they probably won't let us take it in. So I was like, I shouldn't buy that. Like, I had 10 bucks on me, because I don't like carrying more than 10 bucks on me. So I was like, alright, whatever, I'll get something after. So we do. We go to Applebee's. Note to anybody who ever wants to go to Applebee's late in the night. And we're talking like, we got out of the show, like, and got to Applebee's at 11 o'clock. Maybe even, no, it was midnight. It was midnight when we got there. Or very close to midnight. I seem to remember. Hold on, let me look at my texts, because I texted my mom. Let's see. Yeah, at 11:46 I texted my mom and said, "Hey, I just got to Applebee's." So it's 11:46 here in this Applebee's, and we're delirious. We just been to a concert that lasted like 4 hours. Actually, no, technically it didn't last 4 hours. Hold on. Let's see. It was around, yeah, we left around 5:30. To make a show that was at 8:30, so we left 3 hours surplus. And by surplus, I mean we had 3 hours to lose. Yeah, we just wasted time. And a lot of that time, actually, in fact, let me look at my call schedule. My call, who I called. Alright, so I left at like 6:15-ish. But you get the idea. We left really early. So we spend about an hour traveling. And then when we get there, we spend another hour traveling. It was a fantastic sight, because that was a really long line. But anyways, I'm going to close up that little topic off and into a neat little bow and just say, don't ever go to a Valentine's Day party unknowingly, because you will get looked at, and there's a lot of sex there. A lot of sex. Whew. Now you're wondering, hey, what's going on? Why haven't you said going on on the calendar yet? Well, I have a surprise announcement to make. Yes, yes, I do. I am writing my first album, called Regrets on Paper Lines. Now, that's not final title, but it's tentative. But it is the evolution of my musical career, if you can even call it that. You may have remembered a few months ago, I released an EP. Those songs will still be on this EP. I haven't got a lot of it figured out, other than I'm writing for it. I've written 4 songs for the new album, completely original songs that I think you will love. One's called Dim the Lights, and oh my gosh, you will love these next 4 songs. I've got 2 more to write, I think. 2 or 3 more to write, and I think it'll be good. But just so you know, I wrote those four in a day. I took a day to write those. So, also, no excuses if you want a song, right? Just write it. Just pick a topic and write about it, even if it's crap. That's what I'm doing. I don't care what it sounds like. It better be good, because I'm going to make you guys pay for it this time. Sorry. But I'm probably about $5. But yeah, I'm making an album. Just thought I'd announce that. Regrets on Paper Lines. Look for it sometime in a few months. Maybe a month, 2 months. I don't know. I'll see how it goes. I haven't even started recording any of it yet. I mean, I've got those three songs from the EP, but, man, those are all recorded, but, I mean, come on. Anyways, we're gonna move to On the Calendar, and I'll see you then. Hello, and welcome to On the Calendar. This thing, dang it, I messed up the intro for the third time. Oh, not this specific intro, but the intro that matters. But anyways, here is what is upcoming in the wide world of the Blade of Dig show. So, first up, we have Blue State releasing for Xbox One. And I'll think I'll make a passing mention of this, but the Scream Ride demo has released today, by the way. Don't know if you know that, but go check it out on the Xbox One. Maybe PC, I don't know how that works. But Blue Estate is, to put it lightly, the much-lauded video game adaption of the popular manga or anime. I can't remember. I think it's like a comic book or something. But it's coming to Xbox One. You've already played it on PS4. Don't play it on Xbox One. It's probably not going to look that much better. There's no benefit to it other than it has an arcade mode. Where you can shoot things light gun style. Light gun style. Copyright style. I'm gonna get sued for a while. Then we have Pokemon Shuffle for 3DS. I think that costs nothing. I don't know how much Blue Estate costs. I think it's like $15 or something like that. I don't know. Pokemon Shuffle is a free-to-play version of Pokemon, and that's really all you need to know for 3DS. It's Pokemon, go get it. Then on my side, we have the State of Remasters and Remakes coming tomorrow, along with the problem with bait endings. And then Thursday, we'll have 2015, just might be the best scheduled year for gaming yet. And then, more game releases. We have the Orta 1886, the filmic, interpretation of a Underworld-esque, 1886. With, yeah, I think that's the best way to describe it. It's out on Friday, the 20th of, not January, February, so go check it out. Along with Kirby and the Rainbow Curse and Roundabout. Kirby and the Rainbow Curse is a Wii U exclusive. I think it should be costing about $40. And Order 1886 is going to cost $60. Some of you might already have it, by the way. And controversy aside, I won't be playing it because I don't have a PS4. At least not yet. Kirby and the Rainbow Curse, I think that's a sequel to... I'll have to look it up, but I think it's... Well, it's another Kirby game. It's a Wii U exclusive Kirby game. Come on. And then we have Roundabout. You've probably played this on PC, if you've heard of it. It uses FMV video in a unique gameplay style. Well, I shouldn't say unique. That has a car spinning at all times in a counterclockwise or clockwise circulation. But anyways, that about does it for On the Calendar. Sorry if you hear my cat slopping for water, and I'm gonna go drink some of my tea now. Bye bye. And next up, we have A Day in the Life, about life and stuff. Well, I'm back. My tea isn't done. A shame, too. But anyways, this is A Day in the Life, where I talk about things I've been doing in my life. really important stuff, right? Maybe. So this week we only have one item. Not a lot going on in this little life of mine. But today, you might have saw a tweet about something along the lines of, like I had an appointment or something. I can now reveal I was in a meeting for vocational rehab. And if you're not familiar with the terminology, vocational rehab is not placement or of a job or anything, but it is basically saying, all right, we need to evaluate, like, how you work and what you're good at and what you're bad at, and find if it's not necessarily, again, I hate to use the word placement, but it helps you find a job. It helps you with jobs for, I guess some people would consider me special needs. I don't. But obviously I'm having a little trouble finding work. So with that, it's not going to have much of an effect on my schedule. They're going to run some tests on me and all that in a few weeks. Well, it's not going to have a huge effect, but some days you might not get a podcast. I think I hear my tea. I'll wrap up quickly, but this really has no effect on my schedule or anything of that sort. There is one portion where it might have some impact, but I don't see that being a problem for a while. It's just figuring out, hey, what is he good at? It's job skills and stuff like that. So anyways, this concludes the Bladed Texture number 29. I have no idea what I'm going to call it. But, well, I'll see you next week with the Bladed Tech Show number 30, and I'm working on some giveaways and stuff like that. But I'll see you next week, or if you're listening to this late, if you didn't pay for this, and you're listening on the 24th, sorry, but the Bladed Tech Show number 30 is already out, so sorry. Anyways, I'm gonna go get my tea. You can find me on Twitter at Austin Belzer, Instagram at Austin Belzer, Xbox Live, Bladed Tech, PlayStation Network, Bladed Tech PS, and you can find all that relevant information on my site at www.thebladedtechshow.com. Again, that is www.thebladedtechshow.com. And I'll see you next week with the Bladed Tech Show number 30.